Every morning after a Cowboys game, win or lose, is the owner and general manager. We say good morning to Jerry Jones. How are you?
Good morning, man.
Morning.
Good morning.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much. I do appreciate that. How about these Dallas Cowboys? I think everybody is very positive about what's happening. And, man, it turns out I'm going to leave my grandkids a football team that not only is worth $10 billion, but can also play football.
Yeah, that's
new for me.
Those grandkids seem to be taking center stage in that suite now.
Oh, yeah. Oh, believe me, they're always jockeying to sit next to me and always, Granddad, I just love you so much. You're my favorite granddad and all. So they're, believe me, they're getting in line because they're sniffing the grave here on me, and I'm getting offended by it, to be quite honest.
Well, yeah, you should. That's ridiculous.
That's right, but I still have many more years left in me due to a series of supply chains that I've set up to get organs to keep me alive for well into the 150, 200-year category.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you. But I tell you, yesterday I looked down on that field from my perch up there in the owner suite. And I just saw so much incredible GMing that it hurt my eyes.
Well,
I looked down there and I just see so much GMing that was just amazing.
You are in charge of this roster, even though I don't know if you could name everybody on it. You're in charge of it.
I tell you one I can name, and that's Trayvon Diggs.
Yeah, he's pretty good.
He continues to prove what a defensive drafting genius I am.
You drafted him.
That's right. He's like Deion, but less annoying. I like that about him. And I'm really enjoying that Ezekiel Zeke and Tony Pollard are having a contest to win my love.
Just running the ball.
Yeah, that's what they're doing. I told them I can only love one running back at a time, so I want them to battle it out to win my hand in football at the end of the season.
So that's why they're both playing so well.
That's right. We're going to have a rose ceremony and everything at the end.
Oh, man.
And they're both playing so very Hemet's way. That's what I call it, Hemet's way.
Hemet's way.
But they make me so happy in my special lower football places.
A lot of positivity out there.
Positivity, George. Positivity. Mm-hmm. Really proud of Mike McCarthy. I sent him a congratulatory living room buffet to his condo last night.
I'm sure he enjoyed it.
And he kept texting me selfies from the various carving stations they had set up around there, like each one was Christmas. He was so happy. And, oh, the poor New York football Giants. I have such sympathy for them.
Yeah.
Oh, they've lost so many players.
Yep.
So many. I guess that witch doctor I paid to put a hex on them actually worked out for me now, didn't it?
Oh, gosh. Don't ever do that.
I don't feel an ounce of sympathy for them.
Yeah, you had a lot of injuries last year.
After they signed the wall on my tomb.
That's right.
That Eli.
That was a long time ago. It was like 13 years ago.
That offended me. It offended me. And then they broke my star quarterback's ankle.
Yeah.
So I have no sympathy for them. Now, I wish their players didn't get hurt.
Sure.
But I'm glad that they weren't able to play. Let's just put it that way. I saw this morning where they were putting on putting ads on Craigslist just to try to fill out their roster now.
Yep. Yeah, there's a lot of people.
Good Lord. I thought there for a while we may even see old Red Ball suit up and come out there and take a few snaps.
Now, that would have been something.
I would have loved that. Turn that into another bounty bowl is what I would have done.
Now, you ended on good terms with Jason, didn't you?
Good terms. I guess about as good a term as you can put on somebody that you basically fire.
Yeah.
Which I did.
Right. Yeah.
Which I did.
You did.
I got rid of him. I got tired of just the, you know, I think what he did to me and the reason he worked for the Cowboys for so long is he would just talk in such a monotone. It was like a hypnotizing metronome.
He just hypnotized you?
He would just hypnotize me, and I'd, every meeting I had with him, I'd leave it just sitting there catatonic as he walked out of the room, and I'd just sit there for the next 3 hours. And before I know it, 9.5 seasons went by.
So you may have been wanting to fire him several times, but he hypnotized you.
Every time I called him in to fire him, he did that to me. It's unbelievable. But, hey, look at this record that we got. Look at that record.
4-1.
4-1. 4-1. And I'm not seeing that. I'm not seeing any competition we got in this division.
Nope.
So we're going to win this division, which means we're going to be in the playoffs.
Yep.
And if we're going to be in the playoffs and looking this good, firing on all these cylinders, barring injury now, I think we can do it.
Maybe.
I think I could finally exact my Jimmy Johnson revenge in a very solid way.
You are all about revenge, aren't you?
That's the only thing that motivates me. Well, that and whiskey.
Gosh.
Two great motivations, revenge and whiskey. What a combination.
Sounds dangerous.
All right. Can I just quickly plug something here?
Sure.
Don't forget to watch Crazy House. What do you get when you get a crazy billionaire that throws a whole house full of influencers together? You get Crazy House. I just had to do a read since Joe Buck obviously missed doing it.
Okay. It's an NFL thing, yeah.
It's an NFL thing. Good morning to you. Go Cowboys.
Good morning. Go Cowboys. There he goes, the Cowboys owner.